email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
The World Happiness Report came out today. The annual report published by the University of Oxford's Wellbeing Research Centre combines wellbeing data from over 140 countries, including Ireland. It shines a light on the emotional health of our planet's people. You'll have heard the big headline already. Finland was named the world's happiest country. Ireland came in 15th place of 140. That's good going. Let's talk now to Mike Viking, CEO of the Happiness Research Institute in Denmark. Congratulations, Mike. Denmark came in second.
Second again.
After
Finland. I think we have to start beating them in hockey or turn down the heat in their saunas. We have to do something.
So why do you reckon you and Finland are so happy as nations? What's the secret?
I think it's part of the answer. It's the Nordic model. So not only Denmark and Finland, but also Sweden, Iceland, and Norway. They're always in the top 10. So there's something in the Nordic welfare model that does it. But as you said, I mean, Ireland, 15th place.
That's good.
Place out of 150, that's pretty good.
Yes. And I see the emphasis this year in the report is on sharing and caring. Will you tell us where that comes into happiness?
Well, it's a big factor, actually. We can see people... The best predictor of whether people are happy or not is whether they're happy with their relationships. A lot of things matter. Money matters, health matters, job matters, our environment matters. But the best predictor across most studies is whether we're happy with our relationships. And we can also see from recent studies, we can actually build relationships or make it easier for people to connect. That's what we see in a lot of dating studies.
Right. And they're saying that if you give for sort of altruistic reasons, that you don't want anything back from it, that's better and it makes you happier. And obviously the receiver of your kindness, your charity, they feel happier as well. So that's all good. They talk in the report about sitting down to eat with people.
Yes. Coming back to what you said before, yes, there is a helper's high when you help other people, but we can also see when you engage in volunteer work, if you help out with the scouts or the local football club, you're also more likely to be happier. And something as simple as sharing a meal with strangers or with people that you know, I think that's a good recipe for starting a happy evening, whether you are Irish or Danish.
Yeah. Now, the size of a household, what did they find about that? The number of people in your home?
It depends where you are in the world. And we can also see, for example, something like having kids also depends where you are in the world, what effect they have. In some countries, we can see people who have kids are less satisfied with life. That's the case, for example, for the US and the UK. But in other countries, having kids seems to be a plus compared to people without kids. So that's the case, for example, in Portugal, in Finland, in Sweden, and so on. So it also depends where you are.
Yeah. And they're saying the sweet spot is 4 or 5. People in a household.
Yes. But we can also see also the size of the household in square meters also matters.
Aha, yes. So if you have 4 or 5 and you're living in cramped surroundings, that's not going to be good.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah, so the more people, then that's less happiness. These are all generalizations, Mike, but that's what the report is saying. This is a bit sad that they're showing that more young people are lonely.
Yes. And it's a little bit worrying because usually we see younger people being quite happy, and then happiness decreases sort of for 20 years until you reach the mid 40s, and then happiness levels start to go up. So if young people are already feeling lonely and thus unhappy right now, things might be worse for them in a decade or two.
Yeah. And as you said at the outset, relationships are hugely important. And friendships, if you have long-standing, solid friendships, that's going to contribute to your happiness.
Exactly.
Yeah. And So just if you can give, because it is International Happiness Day today, Mike, you know that because of your work. If you can give our listeners one takeaway from this little chat about contributing to their happiness, what would you say?
In Denmark, we often talk about something called the ABC for mental health, which stands for act, belong, commit. So it means doing something active, doing something with other people, and doing something meaningful. So I'll head out to the woods, look for edible mushrooms with your friends. That's an activity that's fun. It sort of brings you together. It's active. You're outside. You're doing something meaningful. So the ABC for mental health, I think that's a good life hack.
Okay, well, that's brilliant. Mike Viking, thanks so much from the Happiness Research Institute in Denmark, second happiest country in the world. Thanks, Mike. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Ray.